This is Vatican Radio. The 51st International Eucharistic Congress is taking place in Cebu, Philippines, drawing thousands of delegates from around the globe to reflect on the central role of the Eucharist in the life of the Church. Among those attending the week-long event is the Vatican's top diplomat at the United Nations in New York, Archbishop Bernardito Auza. Archbishop Auza, the Holy See's permanent observer at the UN in New York, is Filipino himself, so his visit to Cebu is a return home. He spoke to our correspondent in Cebu, Sean Patrick Lovett.
I am here with His Excellency Archbishop Bernardito Auza. He is the Vatican's Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations in New York, and he is attending this Eucharistic Congress here in Cebu. It is a Eucharistic Congress, so it's centered on the center of Catholic faith, but many of the discussions that are taking place here are relating the Eucharist to issues that are of international political concern, like hunger and poverty and human rights. We heard Cardinal Tagle speaking about dialogue with cultures. So from your perspective, as a permanent observer at the United Nations, it could almost seem like a contradiction. Here is the Church bringing together the Eucharist with current affairs. How is that possible? How is that contradiction resolved?
Well, in a certain sense, I would say jokingly that I'm surprised that I thought I would just come to a Eucharistic Congress, and then I have found out that we are also talking about hunger and dialogue and cultural dialogue, which is very important, religious dialogue, and question of justice, the question of the environment, all these things are the biggest themes which are also discussed at the United Nations. So I thought I found myself again in the United Nations. But joking aside, that is, I think, really the point even of our, the presence of the Holy See, the presence of the Catholic Church in the international community, like the United Nations, that we have, even from our religious point of view, we have so much to contribute. We have so much to bring into the international community, a new perspective, a new point of view. You know, viewing hunger, viewing dialogue with cultures, dialogue with religions from the perspective of the Eucharist could be very, very, you might say, interesting and surprising at the same time. But indeed, for us, it is not as we say that it's the source, also the inspiration of our participation in the international community. And it is from that particular perspective of our religious perspective that the international community is also very interested in our participation, in our point of view. That's why the Holy Father practically opened the summit this year on the, we call it the 2030 Development Agenda, where the number one goal is to eradicate hunger and eliminate extreme poverty. So the homily, the reflection of Cardinal Bo, the delegate of the Pope, on the first day and the opening of this Congress was really, for me, a wonderful surprise, in a sense that we are also bringing all these universal concerns into our reflection of the Eucharist. Of course, in the Philippines, the Eucharist is such a huge thing that practically in every church, in every parish, there is always a kind of an adoration chapel open 24 hours a day, or sometimes for very long periods of time, even though the church might be closed, there is always a Eucharistic adoration. The Eucharist is always available to people. So bringing this great love to the Eucharist, also to the concerns on social justice, concerned on hunger, eradicate hunger, eradicate extreme poverty, to bring this love for the Eucharist into the question of dialogue with culture, dialogue with other religions, is something that really expands our vision and also expands our love and our own idea of the Eucharist. So we see the Eucharist as a source also of all this dialogue that we have to go out into the world and, try to be useful, try to be friendly, try to live with others in a harmonious manner. As Cardinal Tagle said yesterday, that's the third thing, let us know our culture, let us know what it means to us and what it does to us. The second, knowing the culture of others, and the third, we try to find a way in how to live harmoniously. I think it's a wonderful reflection within the context of the Eucharist, because for us the Eucharist is the summit of love. The Eucharist is love. It's the summit of our spiritual life, and at the same time our spiritual life becomes expanded and becomes, we might say, materially even useful. With that brings gives us the energy, the conviction as well, the spiritual conviction to be useful to others and to fight what oppresses, everything that oppresses our brothers and sisters, like hunger, like injustice, etc. So I'm certainly very happy that there are lots of reflections going on. You know, some may say that it's not too concrete. Others may say that, you know, but I think the reflections are very good, and it brings us into a much bigger vision, a much bigger horizon, where everything is set up, you know, against or within the perspective of the Eucharist. I think that's my... I'm very happy. And besides, you know, since I was born in these islands, I was raised in these islands, you can see the island where I was born, just Bohol. Right across the channel, Bohol. And this is where the cradle of Catholicism, the cradle of Christianity was, they said, Cebu and Bohol, where the two expeditions, the Spanish expeditions, landed. And one of the interesting things about the history of Christianity in these islands of Cebu and Bohol was when Magellan was killed in Lapu-Lapu, the other island very near Cebu. Those who were able to escape from death, and those who were not able to go back to Spain, they took refuge in Talibon. That's the village where I was born. That's the town where I was born, just across Cebu. Because when the expedition of Legazpi came in 1565, they already found Christians in Bohol when they came back. So I would say that the roots of Christianity, of the faith in this very small corner of the world, at least from the point of view of the New World at the time, we really have very deep roots in that sense. We have the Santo Niño here, so everything. So I'm very glad to be home, and at the same time, very glad to participate in this. Thank you.
That was Archbishop Bernardito Auza, the Holy See's permanent observer at the UN in New York. He was speaking there to Sean Patrick Lovett.